In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? These are the words that the Lord Jesus spoke to us this morning through the Gospel according to Matthew. 3 years ago this very week, I woke up blind in my left eye. After a dozen doctor visits, scans, drops, yes, injections, more scans, I now have new and additional problems. 3 years later, I'm still blind in my left eye. But now it's not just completely blurry. I've also got a constant swirling motion going on all the time, never stops. It's quite an adventure when it comes to trying to see. Now, I don't say any of this to complain, nor do I say it for sympathy. I just simply give it as a background for the fact that I notice things relating to vision, things relating to sight, a lot more than I ever did before. You pay attention to what you have experience in. And so the saying of Jesus really speaks to me. If your eye is good, you're filled with light. If your eye is bad, you're filled with darkness. I've got one of each. With my good eye, I can tell if a football has crossed a yard marker from 40 yards away. With my bad eye, the world is nothing but a blurry, swirling, shape-shifting mess. And for me, the interesting thing is that I can go back and forth between clear and mess anytime I want to. The other interesting thing is, going back and forth, is that the world itself isn't changing. The world itself isn't changing. Only how I see it, only how I interpret it, is actually changing. If I look only through my bad eye, then the world and all of you look like a horrible mess. If I look through my good eye, the good, the bad, and the beautiful become crystal clear. Now, Jesus, when he told this mini parable about good and bad eyes, his point is not physical light. His point is not physical vision, but spiritual vision. How we see truth, how we interpret events, how we receive other people, and how we even see ourselves. Essentially, Jesus is asking, when you look out at the world, when you look at your neighbors, even when you look inwardly at your own life, through what lens are you looking? What spiritual eye, what spiritual lens are you looking through? Many of you have heard the phrase, they see the world through rose-colored lenses or rose-colored glasses, right? It means that a person sees everything as being good or beautiful or rosy all the time, which is very good, except when things aren't good or beautiful or rosy and need to be addressed. Then the person looking at the world through rose-colored glasses has a problem because things needing correction aren't getting corrected. There's, of course, the opposite. The person with a dark lens over their soul. Every new event paints the world black. Every new event has a negative tone. A negative spin, nothing is good enough. Everyone around me has an ulterior motive. It's what Jesus calls looking at the world through a bad eye, and your whole being is filled with the great darkness. Now, the bad eye has a lot more varieties than just rosy versus dark. We can put a lens of just about anything in front of how we see the world. It's an election year, isn't it? There's the political eye. And it doesn't matter if one is conservative or liberal. For this person, everything in life is viewed through a political lens. Everyone on my side can do no wrong. Everyone on the other side is part of that great conspiracy. Or worse than that, the person eventually develops the inability to see the most basic human event as anything but political. There's the financial eye, very common in this country. This person sees everything as a transaction. Every person in my life becomes a customer. The value of any situation is answered in the question, does it make money? Does it save money? Even religion can be a bad eye. And I don't mean religion as a tool for drawing closer to God, but as a lens. Religion as a lens for seeing myself or my group as better than somebody else's. Better than those Catholics, those Muslims, those Protestants, those Hindu. It doesn't matter. When I use religion as a lens to see myself as better, soon I'm looking down on people even of my own faith because my version is better or truer than theirs. The reality is that with any of these lenses, out there hasn't changed. Out there has not changed. Only how I see it has changed. Jesus said, if your eye is bad, your whole being is filled with darkness. And it doesn't matter if that lens is religion or financial or political or overly dark or overly rosy or any other false lens that we put in front of our souls. Looking at life with a bad eye will blur my being with some kind of darkness. But, Jesus says, but if your eye is good, if your eye is sound, if your eye is whole, your whole being will be filled with light. And the only lens that is 100% sound, 100% whole, is Jesus Christ himself. To see the world, to see my neighbor, to see even myself, my own soul, good and bad, through the eyes of Jesus Christ, that is light. That is light. Seeing through the eyes of Jesus is to see reality clearly, to see reality soundly. Now, to see through the eyes of Jesus doesn't mean to be rosy about it all the time. It means to be true. It means to be loving. It means to be compassionate, and it means to be healing. Now, when you think of, say, pandemics or lockdowns, or the racism and civil unrest we've read about, or my neighbor's problems, or my own personal and spiritual struggles, they're going to look a lot different seeing them through a political or a financial or an overly rosy lens than seeing them with the eyes of Jesus Christ. You know, take by way of example the issue of race and civil unrest or the pandemic and the lockdowns that we've experienced this year already. I mean, seeing these events with a political eye, and it doesn't matter which side a person is on, seeing these events with a political eye will be substantially different than seeing them with the eye of Jesus Christ. There is no comparison. Or say I have a personal spiritual struggle. Seeing it through the lens of pain, or seeing it through the lens of anguish or anxiety will be substantially different than seeing that same struggle through the eyes of Jesus Christ. One leaves me in darkness. The other fills me with hope and with light. It's like switching from my blurry, swirling eye to my clear one. One leaves me completely disoriented and a complete distorted view of reality. The eye of Jesus Christ lets me see clearly with love and with compassion and with truth and with healing. Now, everyone who has been sealed in the Holy Spirit has the ability, at least on a small level, to see with the eyes of Jesus Christ, to see in a way that fills you with light. Every one of you has that ability, at least on a small level. Now, we aren't meeting again for liturgy until July 26th, so I'm going to leave you with some homework. I want you every day, every hour if you can, to consider how you see, like society events, world events, to see how you see your neighbor, and to see how you see yourself, to consider those things. And ask yourself, as you consider how you're seeing them, ask yourself, what lens am I looking through? Is it being colored by something other than Jesus Christ? And if it is blurry, if it is like my left eye, if it is swirling, if it is a mess, if it is chaotic, switch. Switch that view. Switch that lens of how you see yourself, how you see your neighbor, how you see an event. Switch from any of the lenses that you've been using in the past. Switch to the other eye, the eye of Jesus Christ, and see just how much light you might find. And I will check back with you at the end of July. Amen.